This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Can you believe it?
What, that it's Tuesday?
Yeah.
I know. I can't believe we made it this far into the week.
I know. Wow.
Woo! I just like having you back. It just feels normal again. It's like,
I wonder how Kyle feels about that.
Last week I had 3 days with Kyle, and they were the longest 3 days of my life.
Oh, I believe that. What do you think about that, Kyle?
I'm getting tired of both of you already. Might need to take another 3 day week here.
Aren't you already?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Melissa, you were out for 2 weeks.
No, I'm pretty sure in those 2 weeks, you somehow missed more days than she did.
He'd be like, I've got another dentist appointment, and I've got another bachelor party.
Yeah. You know what?
This is more fun.
I have a dentist appointment back in D.C.
That is what I sound like.
I have to travel back to D.C. Oh, you know what? I have to go to the DMV in D.C. as well.
Yeah. My foot doctor.
My wife's making me make a run to Home Depot, but our Home Depot is in D.C.
Keep going. Come on.
I'm going to meet my friends at the bar in D.C.
Yeah, the bar is in D.C.
I love it.
And then I have to drop something off at the post office.
This
but
is
the
more
post
fun,
office is in D.C. Oh, man. You know what that sound is.
I know. It's Daddy Diaries.
Melissa, I've got a story this week.
Okay.
I've got a story. You know how, like, when you have a child, you should know this. When you have a child,
yeah,
the kid comes first always in all that you do. Always. You put your kid first, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Except for the times when you don't.
Okay. So what happened?
I've got a story coming up when we thought we were putting the kid first, and it turns out we were not. Melissa?
Yes.
Oh, you know what that sound means.
Oh, there's a baby crying.
That means it's time for Daddy Diaries.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, we like to partake in the adventure that is raising a child that I've been going through since, I mean, I guess we announced it last June. She was born in December.
Right.
I've got an 8-month-year-old at home, Melissa. And
what's going on?
The other day, we decided, on Sunday, we decided, let's have a little rooftop hang. We have a little rooftop at our place. We're going to go up there and just hang on the rooftop. And
that's nice.
Yeah. You know, enjoy the afternoon until, as the Sunday scary set in.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, so we did this, but unfortunately, like with a kid, anything is just a lot more, you know? Obviously, like it's not just like a chill hang. Like you obviously have to, you got to get the baby, then you got to get the placemat for the baby, you got to get the toys for the baby.
Right. It's a lot of extra work.
It's a whole ordeal.
Yeah, you're usually lugging around a lot of stuff with you. And,
right.
Yeah, I get
right.
it. Yeah.
So we go up there, and right when I sit down, Mare's like, oh, I forgot the drinks. You know, and enjoy an adult beverage. So I went down, grabbed a glass of wine for her, grabbed a beer for myself, came right back up.
Uh-huh.
Come back up, I sit down, I look up, I was like, man, it's kind of dark, but, you know, it's all right. Like, it was probably around, like, 5 o'clock or so. You know, it's dark, it's very overcast skies.
Okay.
So I look down to my phone, and I, you know, baby's playing, Mare's reading her book. And I look down at my phone, and out of nowhere, Melissa, the skies just opened up.
Oh, it started raining?
It was
right by you?
And not just like a little drizzle, not like, oh, I think I just felt a drop. Like, it wasn't like one of those where it's like, oh no, it's coming soon. No. I'm talking like instantly.
Really?
It was like God was throwing water balloons at us.
What?
Just massive drops.
That's weird because it didn't rain by me.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, right.
You should have hung out on your rooftop.
The one I don't have.
So we immediately, it's like panic mode. We got to get all this stuff in the house because it is heavy raindrops and it's coming out fast. Mayor sprints inside. I grab my laptop. And I sprint inside, and I hand it to her. Here, take this. She turns around, and she sees I'm handing her my laptop.
But not the baby?
And she goes, where's the baby? And I was like, well, take this. Take it. And she wasn't taking it. And I was like, just take it. So she took it. Then I ran back.
And got the baby. So the baby was
saved. And she was like, I can't believe you would save your laptop before saving the child. And I said, now, hold on one second. I'm pretty sure you didn't save the baby. You ran right inside and saved nothing. You didn't save the laptop. You didn't save the baby. You didn't save anything. You didn't even save the toys.
She didn't even save her glass of wine?
No, she did save that.
She did save her glass of wine. Okay, she is like my twin.
So just a very learning lesson there that, you know, sometimes, you know, we try and put our children first. Always.
And then sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Sometimes you got to put your laptop first.
That's hilarious.
Look, the baby can get wet and she'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't need Apple Care for the baby, okay? Let's play a game.
All right, let's play One's Gotta Go.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
all right.
I'm glad you're so agreeable.
Yeah, no, that's funny.
Thank you for that.
You know how much I love that game. It's a fun game. Okay. If you suggest it, I'm going to play it.
I like working with somebody who's so agreeable.
Well, you know, that's what I try and be. I try and be a pleasant coworker. It's One's Gotta Go time here on Melissa and Austin. If you've got a couple of options that you would like submit for One's Gotta Go, you just text them right on in to 44995. The best ones will make it to air. And today, Melissa,
we're
playing with our friend Joe in Darien.
Oh, cool. Hey, Joe.
Joe, how are you this morning?
Hey, fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great, especially now that you're here. You ready to play some One's Gotta Go with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Hey. You been up bright and early this morning?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the road already.
Oh, look at you.
Where are you heading?
Got a golf outing in Michigan.
Bad, are you a good golfer?
No, but I love being outside.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's all right. No worries.
Joe's got a few games to play today. I love it. All right.
Sweet.
Kyle, what do we got for Joe?
Okay, first one. One's got to go. Joe, you're leading it off here. One's got to go. Orange juice or apple juice?
Apple juice.
Wow, that was quick. Wow, Joe, why is apple juice got to go so quick?
I have orange juice every morning. So,
oh, do you really?
I love it.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
That is quite tasty. All right, I'm going to say apple juice has to go too because I like orange juice with lots of pulp.
Oh, gosh.
Bring on the pulp.
You would be one of those people.
What's wrong with that?
For that reason is why I'm saying orange juice has got to go. Because you could order orange juice and you could get 9 different variations of orange juice. No pulp, some pulp, low pulp, no pulp. Apple juice is apple juice.
Orange juice with calcium and vitamin D.
Okay,
it's awesome.
Get out of here.
That's what makes it great.
All right.
All right, number two here. One's got to go. Italian food or Mexican food?
Oh, jeez.
Mexican food.
Wow. Again, quick. Joe knows what he wants in life.
Gosh, Joe, you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, why, Joe?
I'm Italian. Come on, Mama wouldn't say, don't say Italian. Come on.
That's right.
You're Italian? Okay. I love it. Well, I don't mean to be rude, Joe, but I love my my Mexican food. Okay. I just love it. And I love the refried beans. And the carbs make me really chubby. So for that reason, I'm going to say the Italian food has to go.
You know what, Joe? I also am Italian. My mom, 100%.
Yes, she is.
Her father, straight off the boat.
I love your mom
and dad. I am. So for that reason, I got to say Italian food's got to go just because I like Mexican. Please don't tell my mom. Please do not tell my mom.
Oh, you are in so much trouble.
All right. Last one today, Joe. One's got to go. Kane Brown or golf?
Oh wow.
Ooh. I'll have to say golf.
Golf's got to go?
You're getting rid of golf, even though you're golfing today?
I mean, he said he's not great at it.
But you said you like the outdoors.
There's plenty of sports out there.
Oh, okay.
There's plenty of sports out there.
Well, guess what we have for you,
I was going to say, that's a good answer because Kane Brown is literally right here.
Yeah.
But man, how could you get rid of golf?
I don't know, dude.
Master Sunday. Melissa, it's always tough dealing with a death in the family.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Aww. Especially when that death is a hamster.
Oh, no.
A sweet little hamster. That is what Michelle in Lockport's dealing with today. She's called in for Dear Melissa and Austin for some advice because, Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, but the hamster was your son's?
Yes. Yeah. My 10-year-old son. So my husband and I, you know, were away for the weekend. And my parents had my son and dropped him off at school on Monday. And then we came home late last night and found the hamster dead.
Oh my gosh.
So he still doesn't know yet.
No, he doesn't. And my husband and I are kind of like debating how to handle it. He thinks we should just tell him, but I'm like, should we go out and like replace the hamster today when he's at school? So then when he gets home, there's one that looks like him. I don't know.
It's like meet the parents, you know?
Oh, yeah, right.
Mr. Jinxie.
That's right. We did have a hamster, but, you know, my son was much littler. He was only like 7. And I did tell him, but I didn't let him see the hamster.
Yeah. See, my mom, I had a pet tree frog, and we went away for like 2 weeks. And I asked my mom if the person who was watching our dog could also help feed the grasshoppers to my tree frog. And she said, no. And she's like, just put all the grasshoppers in there for the whole 2 weeks, and he'll eat when he's hungry.
And
Melissa, I came home to a rotted tree frog.
No!
I was devastated.
Oh, no!
My mom still laughs about it to this day.
And she laughs
like,
about
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. She's like, I hated that stupid frog. So I would recommend not doing that because here I am in my mid-30s, Michelle, and I still think about that. Yeah,
yeah.
That tree frog. I would just sit him down and be like, you know, hey, buddy, how was, you know, get all the small talk out of the way. And then like sit him down and be like, listen, we have some bad news. You know, your hamster, Mr. Squirrels, passed away. You know, he's no longer living. Like, and, you know, it's maybe like a good teachable moment for when it comes to like things dying. And if you guys are cool with it, like I would butter him up with some good news immediately after of like, we can go get another hamster or, you know, we can go to Build-A-Bear and get you a new stuffed animal or whatever it may be. But give him some sort of good news following the bad news.
And I don't think it's a bad idea to go get him another one that looks just like it. Buy him another 2 years so he can handle it a little better.
You don't think he'll notice?
I feel like kids are very... if they look exactly the same.
Yeah, but that's hard, though. What if you don't find one that's exactly the same?
Well, then...
And time is of the essence. I mean, before he gets home from school today, you got to find something.
I don't know. You got to try.
I think the backup one, having the backup there to kind of soften the blow might help.
Yeah, so yeah. And that could be one like, hey, like, you know, your hamster passed away, but we already got you a new one. So that way, you know, it's like it's almost like the instant gratification.
So go ahead, get another one and just say, you know, explain death.
Yeah, because it is. It's a teachable moment for him.
Gosh, it's so awkward to even talk about. I get where you're coming from, but you know. But yeah, I guess maybe it'll soften the blow a little bit. Unless you want to get the one that looks exactly like him and then you hold off for another 2 more years.
You're such a bad influence. Well, Michelle, we're so sorry for the loss, your family's loss. Just know that if you ever need help with anything again like this, or if anything else arises from this that you need help with, feel free to call us back for Dear Melissa and Austin.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, we just got done talking to Michelle with Dear Melissa and Austin. And, you know, sadly, you know, sometimes our little pets, our little hamsters die. And, you know, it's like when kids are little, how do you handle that? Because, you know, at what age is it, can they handle the news? What age is it appropriate to tell them that the hamster died?
I think you just ripped the Band-Aid off. I think you just tell them. And you turn it into a teachable moment.
What happens if they're like 5 years old? There's no way. Right? There's no way.
I mean, I feel like 5 is the threshold. I think at age 5, I think that's fair game.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking. This is coming from, you know, a kid who, a parent.
I'm thinking 12.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. What? No, that's way too late.
No.
No, you have to, no, tell them earlier and just let them have like an understanding of the world. You can't shield them from the world.
I know, but they don't know how to handle their emotions. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So what? Okay, yeah. Well, then what age? I don't know. Then what age would be appropriate?
312-946-4995.
There's no way I would tell a five-year-old. I don't know.
I would.
Really?
Yes! Gina in Chicago.
So what do you think's the appropriate age then to tell a kid when they're like their little hamster passes away?
Well, I think nowadays there's so many books out there too that can prepare a child. I found our dog passed away. Our kids were 5 and 7 and they handled it really well. It's just a matter of the parents preparing them appropriately and being honest with them and explaining to them that being sad is totally okay.
Right, because right.
I found that when they get older a little bit and they find out that you lied to them, they're kind of more mad.
Yeah. Oh, so...
But what if you're telling them that you lied to them to protect them?
Ooh, then they haven't learned how to handle those emotions. I think it's up to the parents to teach them how to cope.
Gosh, I feel like 5 is so little.
I know. I'm with Gina. I'm with Gina on this one.
They did cry, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. This is just the cycle of life.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Because then it's like, yeah, if you're shielding them from something that you can't control, like something like death, like that is,
yeah.
I feel like that's, then you're doing them a disservice.
All right. Well, thank you, Gina. Appreciate the input.
Thanks. I love you guys. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Love you, too.
Thank you, Gina. Alexis and Elgin. E-dub.
So what do you think's the appropriate age to tell a little child that, you know, maybe their hamster passed away?
So my son was first 2 years old when we lost a family pet. And it was a dog that he was close to. And then he lost another one at 3 and 4 years old. So at 2, we told him that Maggie was the dog. We told her that she's up in heaven. She's in a new place where she's not sick anymore. And kind of made it, you know, so that she's somewhere new and she's able to do the things she couldn't do before when she was sick. And at that age, and when he was 2, I think he kind of understood that she wasn't going to be there. But then when we lost the dog last year, or actually a few months ago when he was 4, we told her, oh, you know, Bert's up in heaven with Maggie. And my grandpa saw, and he did cry. He understood at that age they weren't coming back, but he took comfort in the fact that they were all together now.
Really? But okay, so yeah. At 2, they don't quite understand like the concept of death and that kind of thing. I feel so like weird saying that word. But you know, when they get to be like 6 and 7 and even 5, it's like I feel like it could torment them so much, like, and they don't know how to handle their emotions, you know.
Well, see, for my son personally, like, so when, you know, with the recent dog, Bert, that he was extremely close to, he did cry and he did understand that he isn't going to see Bert anymore. He isn't going to, you know, they're not going to be able to play anymore. And it was really sad. It was very hard for him. He still, you know, will randomly come up to me and be sad. He's like, I miss Bert and I miss Maggie. And do you miss Grandpa Saul? And so I have to talk to him about, yes, I do miss Grandpa Saul a lot, but I had so many fun memories with him, just like you had fun memories with Bert. And again, I go back to the fact that they are all together now because the dogs were really sick and he understood that, that they're not in pain anymore. And he, I mean, for his age, he understands it. He okay. is extremely sad, you know, and he, again, right. he does bring it up once in a while. But I don't know for him. I think he's taking comfort in the fact that they're all together, I guess. I don't know.
Well, we appreciate that so much. Thank you so much sure. for calling.
Yeah, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
Thanks, Alexis.
You too, of course.
Well, Austin, we got so many other calls. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them. And everybody was saying you just got to tell them when they're young.
Yeah.
Which makes me like a bad parent because I'm so scared to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look, I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did.
Oh, Austin.
Not what? I'm not saying you're a bad parent. It's just everyone's agreeing with me with my parenting advice. So I don't know what that says.
All right. So I guess you got to break it to the kiddos early.
Yeah. In fact, Melissa, let me break some news to you right now.
What?
You're a terrible parent. No, I'm just kidding.
You should see Kyle's face. I should have been the one making that face.
No, Melissa, you are a wonderful mom.
Whatever. Nice
you
try,
are.
Buddy. Don't try to backpedal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Austin.
You want to call our Disney winner?
Oh my gosh. We have our Disney winner. We need to call.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Janine Uriam.
Oh, hey Janine. What town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Melissa. And I've got
nice. Thank you. I get spam calls, so I just, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, this is 100% one of those.
No, right. No,
I like it.
Yeah, no, we're just spamming you. This is, you know, we want you to sign up for an email newsletter if you're cool. No, I'm kidding.
That's Austin.
Thanks.
What we want to do, your car warranty is expired. So we're here to see if you want to update that.
Yeah. Can you give us your social security number?
And your mother's maiden name, if possible. Yeah. Bank pin, too. It would be great.
No, but you know, we wanted to give you a call because you've been texting in code words for our Disney giveaway.
Okay.
Is that true? Did you?
Absolutely. Every day I can show you my records.
Okay.
Okay. I believe you.
No,
I believe you.
I don't. But so if you can print those out and email them to us, that would be great.
Austin and I wanted to call you because we wanted to tell you that.
You want a trip to Disney!
Oh my God, are you dead serious?
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
What do I need to do? Where do I sign up?
You already did. You texted in every day, and your entry was the one chosen to win. You've got yourself a 4-day, 3-night trip to Epcot's Food and Wine Festival for a trip for four.
Oh my God, you just made my day.
Oh my God, it's so true.
I would hope so.
So who's going to go on the trip with you?
My husband and my son and my daughter.
Oh wait gosh. Till they find out what you just did for them.
Yeah, hey, they better get you one heck of a Mother's Day present next year.
Oh my God.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm shaking.
We're so excited for you.
We're so excited
God,
for
so
you.
Dead. Oh my God.
Yeah? Who are you going to call first? Your kids or your husband?
My husband.
Are you at home right now?
No, I'm at work. I'm walking my manufacturing plant floor right now because I'm in awe.
Oh, I love it. I love this so much. So can you believe pretty soon you're just going to be headed out the door for Florida?
Yeah. Do you have vacation days left?
I have plenty.
Okay. Good.
Because you're going to need them.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. What do I need to do? Giving you my email address?
Don't worry. We're going to get all the information that we can possibly get from you and more.
Yeah.
And
right.
more.
Yeah. You are going to give us your bank pin.
That's okay. At this point, I'm happy.
Well, I love this. Well, you know, I'm really excited because had you not been listening to US 99, you wouldn't have won this trip to Disney.
That's right.
No, I would not have. No, my God. Uh-huh.
So you can attest probably more than most that it actually does pay to listen to US 99, right?
It does. Oh, my God. Yes, it does. Oh, my God. I'm so grateful I answered this telephone call.
Right? Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the best spam call you've ever gotten, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's a great
Kate in Wakanda?
What's your great news?
Well, it's my retirement update.
Oh,
excellent.
My God. Okay,
what's
Kate.
What's going on?
Yes, hit us with it.
Well, remember, it was supposed to be the summer of Kate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sun tanning, those motorcycle trips. Well,
yes.
Not so much.
No, what happened?
What's going on?
My husband decided he wanted to remodel the kitchen.
Oh.
Okay,
well,
first of all,
there are worse things that could happen.
I was going to say, like, when you said my husband, you scared me,
yeah.
Kate. But okay, if it's just remodeling the kitchen, that's fair. But that basically took up your entire summer, didn't it?
Yeah, and I've worked more than I have working a full time job.
Oh no! Are you two doing
you're
the
have
work
to get,
yourself?
You're going to unretire.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we are. Yeah, he. Well, you know what? He did it all himself. I just supervised. I picked out things.
Oh, really? Is your husband for hire?
Oh, stop it, Melissa. Melissa.
What? He knows how to do all that stuff? That's amazing.
You're not hiring Kate's husband for your personal favors.
Maybe Kate wouldn't mind once he gets that kitchen done.
All right.
You know what? It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
Kate's never going to call into the Graded 8 with another retirement update ever again.
Well, no. I did have my daughter's bachelorette party over the weekend, so that was fun.
Oh, okay. You got all kinds of things going on. Just know, you know, once that settles down, hopefully you'll get to do all those fun things that you wanted to do. It just won't be summer. It will now be for fall.
then I have my grandson also. Oh, well, that's okay, though.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Kate, thank you so much for the updates. We do appreciate it. And look, we hope this remodel gets done quick so you can get to those retirement plans.
I know. Thank you. But I wanted to give you guys my update.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Officer Dwayne, what's your good news?
Good. The good news is my 3-year-old boxer is cancer-free now.
Oh, very nice.
Congratulations, Officer Richter.
Yeah. Yeah, the one vet 3 times said that it was probably just a fatty tumor. It was nothing. And then I took them to another vet. They did the biopsy and saw the mass cancer cells. So they said they believe they got it, like a 1 out of 10, which is the lowest amount that they could have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're hoping. So.
Yeah, how old's your sweet baby?
3 years old, and his name is Thor.
Thor?
Aw.
Yes.
From the movie Thor, that kind of Thor? Did you name it after that?
Yes. Well, actually, from the comic books.
Oh, from the comic books.
So, superhero.
Yes. Yep.
Well,
I love that.
I hate to hear that he had that kind of diagnosis just at 3 years old. Poor baby.
Yeah. Well, they say boxers are prone to it a lot.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, that is great news, Dwayne. We appreciate
it. Great news.
Well,
we're glad he's okay.
Me too. I was nervous. That's my baby. I don't have kids, and that's my baby. So.
Yeah, for sure. No, I hear you.
Of course it is. Well, we're so glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling the Graded 8,
guys.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Claire in Oak Lawn.
How's Oak Lawn this morning?
It's good. I'm just driving to work.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how well you know your country celebrities and whether they're married or not, but we're going to play a game of Wedding Bliss or It's a Miss. We're going to have 5 couples, and you tell us whether it's Wedding Bliss because they're still together or it's a miss because they separated.
Perfect.
All right, let's do this. First one. All right, Claire, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Wedding Bliss.
Wedding Bliss? Oh, that's Wedding Bliss, of course.
All right.
They're
we started
cutest,
off
right?
easy on you, girl.
Okay. All right. This couple's no longer with us, but at the time of death, were they still married or were they split up? Johnny Cash and June Carter.
They were split up.
Were they split up? No, they were actually still together.
Okay.
Wedding
right.
Bliss until they kicked the can.
All right. So Wedding Bliss or It Was a Miss? Sam Hunt and Hannah Lee Fowler.
Oh, Sam Hunt. I think that was... They did split up.
They split up? They actually technically did split up, but then they got back together.
They got back together, Claire.
Yeah.
That was almost like a trick question.
That one was tough. Yeah. That one was tough on purpose. Okay, go ahead. Next
All
one.
All right. At the time of George Jones's passing in 2013, was he still with Tammy Wynette? Was it Wedding Bliss or was it a miss?
I think that one, they did split up for sure.
They did split up for sure.
3 seconds.
That is correct. Yeah, they split up in 1975. He was with Nancy Sepulveda.
Oh, okay. Well, then
death.
You got that one right. So we're good. Bonus. Okay. So that now you've got 2 for 2. All right. Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger.
I believe they definitely did split up. I do know that one.
She does know that one. And she does know that one because they did split up.
Congratulations.
Very shortly after getting married.
Congratulations, Claire, because you got 3 out of 5, so you are the big winner, and you know your country celebrities.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Claire, you've got, you know all about true love.
How about one just for the fun of it? Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert.
Oh, they definitely did split
okay.
up.
Yeah, they did.
That was just a bonus question.
Right.
Well, thanks for playing, Claire. Wedding bliss or it's a miss.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day and enjoy Oak Lawn today.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
All right. Melissa, it's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35.
All right, great.
And we have got our friends Alicia in Bartlett and Christy in Dyer. Alicia, say hello to Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Alicia.
Aww. All right, that sounds good. You guys almost sound like best friends already.
That's right, yeah.
But will it last?
Will it last? I think not. Because it's time now for the 5 at 8:35. We've got a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan in concert. The winner of the 5 at 8:35 will be going to this show. The loser will not.
Oh, look at, okay, you guys are
That's
both excited. One winner, one, there's going to be one winner and one loser. Okay, so you've got 5 country That's questions. Right. The most important part, ladies, is your name is your buzzer, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
With that said, let's play. Question number one. What is Frederick Bentley's stage name?
Alicia. Dirk Bentley.
Is it Dirk Bentley? It is Dirk Bentley.
All right. Nice job to get on the board, Alicia.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. Who sings the song Made for You?
Ooh. 3 seconds.
Okay. Well, you're going to be doing an aw shucks because it was Jake Owen.
Yeah. Good old Jakey Poo.
Yep, little old Jakey Poo. All right.
Question number three. What Australian country artist had a hit in 2016 with the song Blue Ain't Your...
Alicia. Keith Urban.
Is it Keith Urban? It is Keith Urban. Alicia takes a 2-0 lead.
All right. Christy, you're going to need the next 2 to tie it up, okay? Otherwise, Alicia wins.
Okay.
Question number 4. According to Toby Keith, a red Solo cup is not just a cup. It's more like a what?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
Alicia. A party.
A party? Is it a party? Christy, would you like a chance for a rebuttal?
No.
Plain and simple.
No, thanks. Thank you, but no, thanks. More like a friend is what we were looking for.
I think party's better.
A red Solo cup is more like a party, though. Someone should let Toby Keith know. But with that, with a 2-0 lead heading into question number 5, that means, Alicia, you are 5 at 8:35 champion.
Woo! Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. You're going to see Luke Bryan at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater coming up on September 10th.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing. You do a good 5 at 8:35 game.
Hey, I'm always winning it, you know, when I'm in the car by myself. But
right.
I was a loser.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, isn't that how it always works?
Sometimes when the pressure's on like that. I know.
You always get the toughest questions whenever you actually call in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes, try to play again tomorrow, Christy, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
We're going to play the 5 at 8:35 again for Luke Bryan tickets tomorrow. Again, of course, at 8:35.
With Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.